Okay, I'm going to need somebody to run Denise's mic to Dave, because I'm going to talk about Amazon Smiles, and then Dave is going to take over on certificates. Amazon Smiles. This is so easy, you guys. I can't believe it. Now, here's how it works. Amazon.com will donate a portion of everything that you purchase on Amazon. Now, it's not a huge percentage, but if all of us did it, it would be a lot of money. And all you have to do to make this happen is you go to Amazon.com/smiles, and then it'll ask you which charity you want to donate to. You pick, and be careful, because there's lots of National Federation of the Blind in there. You want to pick National Federation of the Blind of Illinois, please. Of Illinois, please. Okay? So once you pick, though, you don't have to pick every time. Once you pick, that's what comes up for you every time. So when you go to purchase next time, you still have to go to the Amazon.com/smiles website. But after you've elected your charity, then you just shop like you do on the Amazon.com site. You do a search. It searches the exact same information, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I want, who's signed up so far for Amazon Smiles? Oh, that's better than it was. It's still not as good as it could be, okay? I want everybody in this room to sign up, and then what I want you to do is take the email that we send out about once a month, send it to everybody you can think of in your book. Because why should Amazon keep this money if they're willing to give it away? If they'll give it away, let's get our relatives, your friends, to sign up. Again, it doesn't cost them anything. It's just a portion of their purchase. In other words, Amazon donates a portion of their profit to National Federation of Blind of Illinois. All right, any questions on the Amazon Smiles program? And by the way, Debbie Stein's not here to do this right this second, but this is the fundraiser that she came up with. So I'm just talking about it. I don't get the credit for this one. Any questions? David, do you have a microphone?
I do.
Good. Go on certificates, please.
Shopping certificates. I think we all, at least most of us, know what they are. What shopping certificates are is they allow you to buy something, or they allow you to purchase from stores for a face value amount. In other words, you buy the certificates. Say if you want to spend $100 at Jewel, you would buy a $100 gift certificate. Since Jewel has a 4% return to nonprofits, we in NFBI would only pay $96 for that certificate. Not bad. If you'd like to help us out a little bit more than that, you could always shop for candy. Yeah. Fannie Mae is a good candy, right? Yeah. They're also very charitable. They give us 24%. How many of you guys like to eat? How about the wood fire steaks? How about RJ Grunts? How about any Let Us Entertain You? Okay. You purchase $100 with certificates from them. It costs NFBI $87. So we get 13%. How many of you guys like Red Lobster, Olive Garden, some of the others? Okay, those restaurants give us a 9% return. Okay, I think you get the idea. What happens is you place an order for certificates, buy the certificates, and we get a certain percentage back from each vendor. We are placing an order in time for the best shopping time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year. When it's time to go bopping and time to go shopping for all who are dear. And you can do that with certificates. We're placing the order in December. Please place it with me. I'm not your Santa Claus. I'm only his vendor.
All right, any questions for Dave on the certificate program?
Bob here.
Bob?
What's the percentage on the restaurant.com?
percent.
I'm glad you asked that one because I think it's the highest on the list. Restaurant.com gives us a 30%. Okay? And you can do a lot with restaurant.com. Give me your name, sir. Is that Ronnie? Okay. Ronnie, we need this to be accessible. So the way it works is you say your name, and then I know who to call on. All right, Ronnie, go ahead. Usually it's a year. Some of them have no expiration dates. I've never seen one less than 6 months. Have you, Dave?
I think at this point they're required to last a year, are they not?
Well, yeah, I haven't.
We lobbied that, the Attorney General lobbied that through, yes.
Okay, well, then they're required to last a year. I know that mine come in at a year, and I think several years ago I had one that came in at 6 months, probably before we passed that. So it's long enough that if you don't spend it in that much time, it's probably because you lost it. So, and one of the things that I do is buy Starbucks, and then you can take your Starbucks cards and actually put them into the Starbucks app, and then the app keeps track of it, and you don't have to pay attention to where your cards are. But that's just me being lazy. Okay. Any other questions on certificates?
Actually, I have one.
Go ahead, Dave.
All right. If I were to sign up for Amazon Smile, and if I were to buy Amazon.com certificates, could I use those Amazon.com certificates on Amazon Smile?
Yes, I have in fact done that.
Oh, okay.
Now keep in mind that Amazon.com gives us what, 2%, Dave, or 4%?
I think it's 3%.
Okay, 3%. Sorry, I didn't, you can't get it right. It got to be 2 or 4. So it's really 3%. But anyway, so it's still not going to be a huge percentage, but if you did that for all your Christmas shopping, okay? You know, the average person spends over $1,000 on Christmas shopping. Some of us do and don't do that. But the idea is that if you really did it, and you did it every time you shopped on Amazon, we would get hundreds of dollars in from Amazon every month or two. Okay, I'm going to move it along. If you have other questions, Dave will be here. I'll be here. Debbie Stein knows about Smiles. Denise is the expert on the raffle. Thank you all for developing this.